This week, it's the birthday of 127 million people around the world, making our planet's shared birthdays pretty common. Things would be different on Jupiter, now blazing in the south at nightfall, which has 10,000 days in its year. And with 30 times more possible birthdays, each would be much more unique, making the occasions more, well, jovial. On Venus, which lies at the other end of the natal spectrum, there is only one possible birthday each year, since the day is actually shorter than that planet's year. Venusians would all have the same birthday, rendering the entire custom pointless. My favorite birthday statistic is that any time you have more than 24 people gathered together, it's likely that two of them will have the same birthday. Sounds impossible, but ask around the next time you're at a big gathering. If we take one complete revolution around the sun to constitute a birthday, then our planet has had 4.5 billion birthdays, the same as the sun. We're the same age, even though we look so different. Which of us would you say is aging better? Anyway, our galaxy, the Milky Way, which requires 240 million years to rotate, has celebrated only 50 birthdays since the universe was born. Speaking of which, what about the universe itself? Well, the universe cannot rotate as a whole, first because the concept is shaky. I mean, what would it be rotating relative to? And secondly, because there'd be an observable quadrupole warping in its overall light from distant places if this was the case, and we see no such thing. Anyway, there's all sorts of things we humans could celebrate. The 2 million years since we first appeared. The 700,000 birthdays since we started making fire. Or even the paltry 5,000 years since the first human writing, which is the earliest anyone could have sent a birthday card. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.